Once again, worldly governments seek to appease the likes of nations such as Iran, North Korea, Syria, and a host of other nations and authorities that have a perverted, twisted worldview bent on destroying the West in general, and the United States and Israel in particular. And mind you, I'm talking about the governments in these nations, not the people themselves necessarily. To appease means to give in for the sake of maintaining the status quo, to not rock the boat. And it has manifested itself too many times in history with individuals and nations naively giving in to evil in order to pacify those bullies who would cause harm to others. Do the modern day appeasers learn nothing from the lessons of history, brethren? And even worse than this, nations of the earth even go a step further. Not only do they ignore the responsibilities against the evil of our times, but on the contrary, they direct their anger and resentment against the good, turning things upside down in the process, calling good evil and evil good. In that, they remind me of what you find in Psalm 2. Let's read Psalm 2. Why are the nations in an uproar, and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against evil? No. Against Yahweh and against his anointed, saying, let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us. You know what fetters are? Fetters are chains, brethren. Okay, they're the part that's attached to a chain. So what they're saying is that religion, morality, Yahweh, and the source from which it comes, which is Yahweh and Yahshua, that is what is holding people down and binding people, that and has them in some form of slavery. Not evil and immorality and all of the nasty things that you see out in world events today, but it's Yahweh who's the cause and the problem. We're going to throw his chains off. He who sits in the heavens laughs. Yahweh scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury, saying, but as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. And no worldly organization, no national government, no national organization, international organization is going to stop him, brethren. I will surely tell of the decree of Yahweh. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as your inheritance, and the very ends of the earth as your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall shatter them like earthenware. And this is, of course, his Messiah that he's speaking to. Now, therefore, O kings, show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship Yahweh with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Do homage to the Son, that he not become angry and you perish in the way. For his wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all who take refuge in him. And I can't help wondering, as I see these things occurring in our world today, brethren, how much closer we are to the time when Yahshua will be given the instructions to go and to take over and to take charge. And it can't happen soon enough from my perspective. Now, what is my overall point in bringing all of this up to Yahweh's people and to others who will be hearing this message that I'm giving today by means of the CD or however? My point is simply this. That same attitude in the world that causes intelligent people to ignore evil and to seek to appease it must never carry over into the spiritual realm. Doing so, that is, remaining apathetic, as I described in that last sermon that I gave, remaining indifferent, remaining uncaring to the forces of evil that we are facing will only yield more evil, not less, as history has shown repeatedly. And this is no less true in the spiritual realm than what you've seen in history. Giving in to Satan and his forces can never bring peace, but will always yield bitter fruit in the end. Bitter fruit. Choosing to ignore evil, whether that's individually, each and every one of us here, choosing to ignore evil as it occurs and influences us in our own lives, and as an organization, as a congregation, and I might add, as a society, choosing to ignore evil with a head-in-the-sand mentality, hoping that it will go away, can never be the course of action for those who want to follow Yahweh. Instead, we must face the enemy head-on, taking the battle directly to the enemy without fear, with the sword of Yahweh in our right hand. I mentioned that I've been doing a lot of thinking and meditating these days. As part of that, recently, I took my family to the National Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., because it's important to remember these things. It is crucial to remember the lessons of history, especially when things are occurring in our very day and age that are fueled by the exact same reconstituted demonic spirits that operated in the days of Hitler and on many, many occasions throughout history.